98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, it's not long to go until they start filming the new season of Celebrity Traitors.
Did you watch Claudia Winkleman on the one show where they were trying to get names out of her and she was just like, when they were telling her the names, the producers telling her the names of this new people,
yeah.
She could not believe it. She's like, are you for real? We've done it again. So it's even more now exciting. I know names are starting to be teetering out.
Yeah.
But like, she said that they couldn't believe the likes of, you know, Stephen Fry was doing it. But now the names coming out for this season, she's even more shooketh.
Yeah, it's really exciting because I think with some reality shows, people are like, I'm never doing that. But so many stars want to be on Celebrity Traitors.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to be filming very soon. It's usually like April time because the weather's quite good when you watch it.
Yes.
And they do the Irish Traitors around a similar time as well, don't
they? Filming it at the minute.
Stop it. Yes. Oh my gosh. Dun, dun, dun. Well, Michael Sheen is the latest star linked to Celebrity Traitors. He played Prince Andrew. Did you ever watch this, A Very Royal Scandal?
He was also in Ally McBeal for quite a bit as well.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's a great actor. Yes.
So he is apparently doing Celebrity Traitors. A source told The Sun, Michael has had a lot of practice playing lying, scheming men. So this should be a breeze. And yesterday, Claudia actually said that she was really gobsmacked by the new names when she first saw them. So it's going to be good.
All I heard was Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race said she couldn't do it because of timings. And I was fuming. I thought that would have been amazing. Either Michelle Visage or RuPaul themselves. But look, you know, we can hope for
I'd
many
I'd love
many
if the two
season.
Of them went in together and they made one a traitor because they know each other so well. So Celebrity Traitors is going to be a great series. And this weekend, Claudia's talk show is back. Have you watched that?
I've watched it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like, let the lady settle in. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't try a bed and be like, oh yeah, it's grand for the first time. You have to
give it time.
You have to find your way through.
This is it, Paul. Well, Lisa Kudrow and Jamie Dornan and Jimmy Carr, they're on that tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, with Claudia.
Did you see this thing in the papers about the Traitor's Castle, which has had, or not the Traitor's Castle, the Traitor's train station? Do you know where they get off the train?
And kick people off the show before they even get there.
Got a $2 million investment from a visitor from America. Strathspey Railway in Scotland has confirmed that a donation from an American visitor last year totaled more than £2 million.
What?
And has basically given, it's anonymous. An anonymous US visitor has given this train station because they love the Traitors so much that now that'll have an elevator up and down.
Sorry, there'd be a toaster lift now to reveal the contestants onto the train.
That's going
to
get a sexy coffee shop, you can guarantee you.
Yeah, and I'd say when we're watching it, there'll be loads of different stunts and maybe a new upgrade on the train as well.
Listen.
Trolley. Gosh, will they brand it?
There'll be a trolley coming through that.
So some random tourist gave the train station £2 million.
Over £2 million, would you believe?
Guys, we've got lots to look forward to with the Traitors and Celebrity Traitors and that train station.
Imagine somebody getting on the Lewis going, let's give this £1 million, will you? Ding, ding, next stop.
Ding, ding is right.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Yes, we've been looking for your little wins this morning on a WhatsApp voice note 087-798-9898. You've been texting us in your droves. Claude is in Baldoyle. She says, my little win is I've got approved to work from home throughout the Easter holidays. Makes life so much easier.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, Jane's in Kingswood said, my little win is that my husband offered to do the school run and brought me a cuppa in bed. What does he want?
Go on, Jane.
What?
Deserved.
And Shane is in Booterstown says, my little win is I found my lost AirPods in a random shopping bag.
Oh, I'm glad for you.
That's like when you find 20 quid in a pocket.
One of my AirPods always goes missing under the bed. I don't know where. One of them just goes walkabout. It has a mind of its own. I'm glad you found them. Paddy's been on with a little win.
Morning, guys. My little win was I went to bed after the 90 minutes, so I didn't see the disappointment of Ireland losing on penalties. Boo-hoo.
Oh, Paddy. Yeah, it was it's a tough one.
It was a tough one, but
they
also
they played so well. It's just very disappointing for them.
It'd be worse if they played really, really bad, but they weren't. Up until the bitter end, they were fighting for it.
Oh, wasn't to be, guys. Yeah. Damo's been on.
My little win is we have a road trip to Belfast. Granddaughter and her team, Sandy Cove Water Polo, are playing in the tournament in Belfast. So I get to spend the next 3 days in my favourite city, my favourite people.
Oh, Damo, that's a brilliant weekend ahead for you.
Yeah, stop off to Newry and get all that shopping in as
I
well.
Know,
do you know what I mean?
Know.
The cheap bargains.
There's a big Tesco and a wee Tesco, isn't there?
Aquino.
Yeah. Here's Juanita.
My little win is it's the Easter holidays today and I'm off for 2 weeks, and tomorrow we're going down to open our mobile in Wexford, and the following week I'm off to Vegas, baby.
Sorry, Wexford and Sin City.
Sorry, I can't. The difference of those 2 weekends.
That's going to be amazing. And just the weather's always better in Wexford, guys.
Always is.
The sunny southeast.
My friend Lauren has opened hers about 2 weeks ago and she's living her best life.
Is she?
Goes down every Friday evening now. Can't stop her.
Layla's in Cherry Orchard.
Hello. My name is Layla and my little win is that my teacher is getting married next week and we're going to have a party on Monday in school.
Oh, that's very exciting. Lovely stuff.
Love that.
Here's Connor.
Hey guys, Connor here. My little win is we kids off the crash yesterday. It was my birthday today. We're 2 and 3 and the boy had birthday cards ready for me. Not that you can make any sense of it, but yeah, it felt very special. So that's my little win today.
Happy birthday cards. Happy birthday to you, Connor. Kevin is in Killiney.
My little win is today I'm finishing up and I am off to Lanzarote for 3.5 weeks.
Sorry.
So can't go wrong.
3.5 weeks, Kevin.
What do you do? Like, why? Where are you going?
How did you negotiate that annual leave package, Kevin? You're like Lorraine Kelly. Good for you. Here's Shauna.
Good morning, guys. I am the same as Rebecca. My little win is that my baby sister is coming home from dance college in Manchester for Easter. She's home tomorrow. She's home for the next 2 weeks and it's also her 18th, so we can't wait to celebrate. Bye, guys. We love the show.
Oh, Sean, amazing. Enjoy your time with your sister. Lorraine's in Swords.
My little win is I turned off my alarm this morning for 2 whole weeks because his kids are off school. Woohoo! And I don't even have to make lunches for the next 2 weeks either.
Bit of a break for you, Lorraine.
Parents rejoicing at the moment. Give them another week. They'll be like, the little win in 2 weeks' time, babe. They'll go back to school.
Here's Mike.
So my little win this morning is that tomorrow the clocks are going forward.
Oh, yes.
I think it's forward. And the evenings are going to get bright. And the weather hopefully is going to get better. So this is my favorite time of the year.
Mine too, Mike.
Spring forward.
Is that what it means?
Yeah. The clocks spring forward and they go back and fall back.
Oh, I can't wait for the brighter evenings.
Yeah,
no better feeling.
It's already gotten so much better, but
even
when
coming
they change.
In this morning to work, I was like, oh, it's getting brighter. Thank the Lord.
Thank God. And here's Inger, who's in Tala.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. And my little win is that I'm in work today till 12 o'clock. I'm just about to leave the house now with my coffee. So half day today. And then on Sunday, I am heading to Sicily for 3 days. Then on a cruise for 5 days. And then I'm in Venice for 5 days. I cannot wait. I hope you all have a lovely Easter break.
Guys, like, the little wins this morning are absolutely incredible. Everyone's going off on their holidays. Thank you all so much for sending in the WhatsApp voice notes. We're going to send you all out some IMC cinema passes so you can have a nice night out at the movies when you get home from your holidays.
Oh, nothing better than that.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Loads of prizes.
Including a strimmer.
And glittery jackets.
98FM.
Yes, welcome to our favourite time of the morning. Matchy Matchy. We give you 3 words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Win an air fryer.
Win a load of meat.
And trim your garden with this cordless trimmer.
It's all to play for right now on Matchy Matchy. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can hear the trimmer in the background there with AI, Rebecca and Brendan Gass. Good morning to Lisa in Tala, who's playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Lisa, are you excited?
Very excited. Morning.
Morning, Lisa. There's loads of excitement because you're not just on your own there, am I right?
Yep, we have Jamie and we have Bella with us as well, helping out.
Did they get to stay up late last night, Lisa, to watch the match?
They did. That's where we're kind of going a bit slow this morning. We're all running a little bit behind. But
it had to be done. Lisa, what are the plans for Easter?
We're going to just take it handy. No school runs, so lazy morning.
You're dead right. You'll be flat to the mat now. But listen, how can we make your day better? I think by matching 3 words with the presenter of your choice in Matchy Matchy, that could really kick off the Easter holidays. Am I right?
That really would be great. Yep, that would be amazing. We've been throwing words at each other all morning to try.
Practice can make perfect. Lisa, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We'd like to play with you, Rebecca, because we're going to the booth.
Okay, I'm thrilled to hear that. I'm off to the booth, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
toppers now. Off to the soundproof booth.
Ready?
Who knows what she's going to come back in wearing now when she comes home. Okay.
Right. You ready?
Lisa, Jamie and Bella in Talla, your first word for matchy matchy of a Friday is fog. F-O-G, fog.
Fog light. Fog light.
Fog lights. That was a quick one there off the mark. Your second word is cake.
Cake mix.
Cake mix.
Oh.
And your third word is drop.
Drop. Drop kick.
Drop kick. Drop kick, yeah?
Yep, that's us.
Okay, so just to recap, your first word was fog, you've said lights. For cake, you said mix. And for drop, you said kick. Are you locking in those answers?
We're locking them in.
Let's lock them in. Woo-hoo! In she comes, come on in. How was that now for you?
Oh, very good in there. Would you believe there was an Easter egg?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. A little treat.
A little treat for you?
Yes.
Right, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. To match with Lisa, Jamie and Bella in Talla, your first word for matchy matchy is fog. F-O-G, fog.
Fog.
Yeah.
Fog horn.
Okay. SFX and all, brilliant.
Well.
Your second word is cake.
Cake. So many things come before cake. Cake slice.
Cake slice. And your third word is drop.
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 Oh. Drop. What is going on this morning? These are very difficult. Drop. I'm going to say drop down.
Drop down. So for fog, you said horn. For cake, you said slice.
Oh,
and for
gosh.
Drop, you said down. Have you matched three with Lisa, Jamie and Bella in Talla? No!
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
You
oh,
actually...
Man.
You
not
actually,
even won.
You not even won.
Oh, we didn't get any.
Not even won.
Oh, what did you guys say?
For fog, the guys said lights.
Yeah,
cake,
oh, that makes sense.
They said mix, and for drop, they said kick.
Drop kick, I was thinking, yeah. Guys, it wasn't to be. They were very
Not
hard
sure.
this morning.
They were very hard.
Weren't they?
But lads, enjoy the Easter holidays. We're going to send you out a 90 FM goodie bag just for playing. Thank you so, so much.
Ah, brilliant. Thanks,
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Mill Gang.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, he is definitely one of Ireland's most recognisable names, both online, on his podcast, and on screen. Now he's helping viewers dream a little bigger as he travels across the continent searching for incredible bargain properties in the brand new RT series Cheap European Homes. Nothing cheap about this one. James Kavanagh joins us in studio now. James, good morning.
Good morning. It was, can I just say to the listeners, it was like walking into Berg Hein there. The energy, the gaga, the gay.
It was the perfect
I
entrance
loved
song.
And that was all just Rebecca, to be yeah. honest.
James, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on your hosting gig on Cheap European Homes.
Yes.
And for anyone who hasn't seen the show, can you give us a little bit of the gist of the premise?
Yeah, so you might be familiar with Cheap Irish Homes,
yes.
which is on RTE with Maggie Malloy, who set up the page Cheap Irish Homes, which I loved.
Yeah.
And I love following it. She finds such
followed
gems.
Followed it for years. Yeah,
years.
It was so good.
I think it's on a seventh season on RTE. And so they made a sister show called Cheap European Homes. And it's really lovely because, you know, these kind of shows like Place in the Sun, and
yeah.
I'm hooked to all that kind of TV, like hooked. I used to love No Frontiers with Catherine Thomas.
Iconic.
Iconic. Yeah, it's Sophie Ellis-Bextor intro.
So good.
So I feel like I'm her now, which is I'm so excited about it. But yeah, so Maggie basically takes the couples or the friends or whoever's buy, you know, wants to buy over in, say, Puglia or Murcia in Spain or France. They go all over.
Yeah.
And then I or Kevin McGarren, there's two kind of roving reporters, let's say,
yeah,
we take them and show them the cultural side, which is something I think those other shows don't really do. It's,
yes,
it's normally just, here's the houses,
and that's
you
it.
Want it. And it's kind of like, you need to know about the culture.
The area you're in, the things you're going to be doing when you're living there.
Yeah, yeah, because I think people forget that, and that's important too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you recently just moved to, is it, you're in Kilkenny now,
yes,
aren't you?
Yeah.
When you've now done this show and you've seen what people can get abroad, have you found it, because I know you had your own journey getting your own house, do you think it's more achievable abroad, or is it kind of much of a muchness, it's all different factors?
It's more achievable abroad in many ways. Like I'm, we, the last week's episode, they were talking about replacing a roof. $6,000.
Oh.
Nothing. You wouldn't get anything for six. No. That's a night out in Dublin.
Every listener just went, oh, yeah, no.
And I'm in the middle of a renovation, and I'd love $6,000 to be something that is, you know. So the bargains you can get abroad. And, you know, we're all in this uncertain world where everything's skyrocketing and the prices of everything. Mm-hmm. But Maggie, she has an eye, and she finds these gems for really affordable prices. One place we went to was Puglia. Have you ever been to
Puglia? Puglia is in Italy.
The heel of the boot.
Oh, it's the heel of the boot. Anytime I go to Italy, I try and figure out where I am on the boot. Am I at the thigh? Same. Or am I at the heel? The heel of the boot.
Stiletto.
Was that your favourite place that you travelled to?
Yes. And I went, me and William went, my partner, we went in 2016.
Yeah.
And I went maybe three or four times. And then they told me in the show, we're going to Puglia. I was like, amazing. Love. I love it. But it's kind of, it's where the Italians would holiday.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
It's really sunny, and it's always, you know, nice weather. And it's really untouched by tourists, mm-hmm, let's say. It's just full of Italians and really amazing food and bargains. Really,
wow.
Really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the one place. I'm not one to, I love travelling, and just every time I go away, I love going to somewhere new.
Yeah.
So I've always said I don't want a holiday home, but Puglia is the one place in
that
the world I would definitely have a holiday home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm in the market for not a holiday home, for a holiday. And maybe I'll be going to the heel of the boot.
I was
going
to say we should go to the heel of the boot.
Oh, I'd love that.
I was going to say we could timeshare.
We could,
like
James.
The Americans, I love that timeshare.
Yeah.
Honey. Yeah.
And tell us about your renovation now. Where are you at in the process? Do you think you're going to document this on social or on a TV show?
Me on social? Absolutely not.
Never. Would you be up for documenting on a TV show?
They won't. I've asked them.
They need to make it happen, James.
Hello, this is a call out. TV, let's say. No, we did a show called The Great Inspo Home Adventure.
Which is brilliant.
It's on Virgin Media. But we were like, yeah, let's do a follow-up show. Never happened, but I'm doing a YouTube thing.
So, brilliant.
Yeah, we've been filming the whole thing, and it'll be, we're going to release episodes
that's
on
steady.
YouTube.
What makes you think that so many people are looking to get out of Ireland and maybe go to Europe to try and find these homes? Is it just because, like you said, everything's got skyrocketing? Yeah. We're all in a bit of a wah-wah. Let's just get out of here and go.
Yeah, I think it's the price of things.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's why, you know, we're lucky that we wanted to live in the Irish countryside. I have friends who want to stay where they grew up or stay in Dublin. Cannot afford it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember us kind of, we wrote a list of what our, you know, our non-negotiables were for a house. A garden was one of them.
Yeah.
But like, that sounds so like, oh, whatever. But a garden, if you want that in Dublin, you're
in
the millions.
It's very difficult.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, we love growing our own stuff. We wanted a little vegetable patch. So, as I said, we're lucky that we wanted to move out, but so many people can't. So I think that is why, you're right. A lot of people are just like, this is too expensive.
Yeah, true. And are you on season 2 or 3 of the podcast now?
I'm season 3 now.
Season 3 of The Simple Life with your partner William. I love listening to you. You're so real with each other.
I know, we take the head off each
you
other.
You do. but that's what, like, you know, when you're in a relationship, there's times that you don't always agree on absolutely everything.
This episode that's just we just put out, so many people wrote in, did you just have a row? Like, it's so obvious. We're like, okay, William, over to you. And it's like, to be in a relationship with your co-host, wouldn't recommend it, guys.
No.
No. Gosh. Oh, no. I was really holding out.
You never know what might happen at the Christmas party.
Put on Gaga again and let's see.
James Cavanagh, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you can watch Cheap European Homes on RTE1 this Sunday at 6:30. And it's also available on The Player.
It is.
James, thank you so much.
Bye. Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.